Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, June 13th, 2022. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I am Evans Zininga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political tension in Zimbabwe following the death of two Citizens Coalition for Change members. The mob placing Alice mutilated remains were found dumped at the weekend in a disused well in Nyatsime, Beatrice. In Bulawayo, CCC member Langelihle Dube was hacked to death with machetes at his Lobengula home by what police are claiming were robbers.
The Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, claims that the death of Ali and Dube is politically motivated. ZANU-PF has distanced itself from the deaths. Some ruling party members currently camping at Ali's homestead in Nyatsime, where they are barring CCC activists from attending a funeral. In a pastoral letter, the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, or ZCC, today expressed concern over more blessing Ali, Langelihle Dube, and several others of late, noting that there is now a high level on hatred in Zimbabwe. In the letter, ZCC said the brutality of the killing of Mo Blessing Ali indicates a level of hatred that is very disturbing. It is said the church is deeply concerned about the level of hate in the country. And we spoke to Reverend Kenneth Mtata of the ZCC.
After the issue of the pastoral letter as the Zimbabwe the Council of Churches, what are you saying here in this kind of statement?
What we are saying is that this first half of the year has seen a very high level of terrible crimes of murder, where many people lost their lives. We recount in this statement that we saw the killing of a young man, Mboneni, at a rally in Kwekwe. We highlight the deaths of others in recent days. But we raise a deep concern after realizing the gruesome and callous manner in which Mo Blessing Ali was murdered, having been having disappeared for a number of days. As a church, we are saying this is an abnormal situation, and therefore we must not normalize it, that innocent blood can be shed in the nation and the nation is not moved about it. So we are saying there is something terribly wrong. We need to reawaken the conscience of the nation to the fact that the sanctity of life has become terribly compromised, and that this is not an appropriate view to the lives of Zimbabweans. So this statement is raising an alarm that there is something terribly wrong at the moment, and this needs to be resolved and attended to by all Zimbabweans.
Do you think most of these cases are politically motivated?
Actually, this statement puts together all cases of cruel destruction of life of individuals and groups. Some of them are criminal. Some of them come from domestic violence. Some of them are politically motivated. But they all develop from a same broken conscience of individuals and of the nation. If the conscience of the nation becomes blunted, it becomes easy to use violence to resolve conflict, and it becomes easy for individuals or groups to kill someone if they do not agree with them, whether on political grounds or not. So we are saying crime is crime, whether it is politically driven or it's driven by other forces. What we need is to raise the consciousness of the nation to this pandemic that has now hit the nation, so that we reclaim the sanctity of the lives of Zimbabweans again.
So now, what is causing all this, Dr. Reverend Dutt? What's causing all this?
There are a number of factors, but first and foremost, we must get worried that once you normalize the killing of human beings, it creates a vicious cycle where lives can be taken for granted. So what we see as the main root cause is that we are slowly getting to a slippery slope where the value of individual lives has become compromised. And we need to reject this as a nation and to say, this is not normal, this is not us, this is against our culture, this is against our religion. Because if we do not do that, this can end up being normalized, and we need to reject. Another cause could be simply the fact that people are frustrated, they are hopeless, and they can let out their anger and frustration on others, and sometimes in a violent way. There could be many reasons to explain this. One is, could be the fact that people are not mentally stable. There is a lot of mental health, mental illness problems that are affecting the many people of Zimbabwe. Research is showing actually that mental illness has increased in the country because of the many challenges that Zimbabweans are facing. But all these are issues that can be resolved and dealt with as we go along. But what we need to do in order for us to move forward as a nation is to reclaim the dignity of everyone's life, and that we must seek to protect the lives of every individual from Zimbabwe.
Yeah, unga iti taurira kuti ma issue a pastoral letter I tita nangurira kuti zulufa basika.
Nyaya ipano gipsi ndeo kuti nyika yapinda chigwere chakakura zvikuru chenyaya yokupondwa kwevanhu, uyezve nokutarisirwa pasi kwekukosha kwoupenyu hwemunhu. Tazviona izvi nenyaya yevanhu vakapondwa, vakafanira kupondwa chikamu chekutanga chegore rino 2022, uyezve nenyaya yatiri kuona kuti upenyu hwavanhu hwakungoreruswa. Kana munhu akagumuka pamusoro pechimwe chinhu, anokwanisa kuponda munhu anenge amugumbura iyeye kana kumukuvadza. Tiri kuti nyaya idzi dzaita kakawanda, asi dambudziko guru riripo nderokuti zvoita sokuti zvinhu zvisina maturo. Vanhu vakutarisa nyaya idzi vachiita sokuti zvinhu zvingangoregwa zvichienda kumberi. Sekereke tiri kuona kuti zvinokakavadzana netsika dzedu dzeZimbabwe, uyezve zvinokakavadzana neshoko raMwari rinotiro munhu akasikwa nomufananidzo waMwari, uyezve anofanira kuchengetwa. Saka nhange mutange yatakatarisana nayo, singwisingwi yatinofanira kuti timhanye nayo senyika, ndeyekuti tidzokere pakunokoshesa upenyu hwemunhu wese zvake, whether tinotenderana naye kana kuti hatitenderani naye, whether atigumbura kana kuti haana kutigumbura. Chinotsvakwa ndechekuti timutse mwoyo wekushla kuparadza ropa remunhu munhu wemuZimbabwe adzivirirwe upenyu hwake. Ndiyo nyaya yamutswa nokufa kwaMo Blessing Ali navamwe vanhu vafa mwedzi yapfuura.
Ko, chinhu ichi chine zvekuita here nematongero enyika?
Nyaya yatataura mutsamba iyi ndeyekuti nhamo huru yaitika pane kureruswa kweupenyu hwemunhu wemuZimbabwe. hazvichinei nenyaya yokuti matonge gwenyika kana kuti vanhu vagwa mudzimba kana kuti vanhu vakonana kumadoro kana kuti vanhu vane dzimwe nyaya dzavasingatenderani pamusoro pazvo. Hongu izvozvo zvose zvinogona kukonzera kuti vanhu vange vachikuvadzana kana kuurayana. Asi nyaya iri pamusoro pezvinhu zvose ndeyokuti paita kurerutswa kweupenyu hwemwana weZimbabwe zvokuti ropa rake rinogona kudeuka sekuteura kwatinoita ropa rehuku kana remhuka kana rezvimwe zvinhu zvisina maturo. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti tingaita sei kuti tidzokere kuvandudza dignity kana kuti chiremera cheupenyu hwemwana weZimbabwe. Whether tiri kuita zvematongwe gwenyika, whether tiri mudzimba, whether tiri kuno kwatinosangana tichitamba, chinotsvakwa ndechokuti tingaita sei kuti vana veZimbabwe titi mwana wemuno muZimbabwe ropa rake rakakosha uyezve harifaniri kuteuka. Ndiyo nyaya tinofanira kuti manye nayo singwi singwi iyi yakakura kudarika nyaya dzematonge gwenyika.
Yes, singati ke siyabona kuti yethu le incwadi yepastoral letter likhuluma ngani lapha?
Lapha sikhuluma ngendaba yokuthi ilizwe eleZimbabwe selonakele ngoba impilo yomuntu weZimbabwe ayisabalulekanga. Umuntu sengathi engaba lendaba engayithandiyo phezu kwakho phezu kwami engeza angibulale. Manje lokho sokwenza ukuthi ukuchitheka kwegazi lomntwana weZimbabwe kube lula. Manje thina njengamabandla sithi lokhu akuhambelani ngendlela esikhonza ngayo, awuhambelani ngendlela esibona ngayo impilo. Sithi thina njengamabandla simele sibuyele emuva sithi hawu kuyenze njani ukuthi igazi lomntwana weZimbabwe libe lula kangaka ukuthi lingachitheka nje abantu bahambe njengani izinto zonke zilungile. Sithi lokhu ayisiyo ndlela esingaphila ngayo njengabantu beZimbabwe. Simele sikulungise lokhu futhi simele sikulungise masinya.
Singathi siyabona ukuthi ilikhuluma njalo ngezombusazo ukuthi lapho ngani ezomba ngazo zikhona la. Awusithela ngamafutshane ngakho.
Ya, lapha sithi ezomba ngazwe zingaba khona kodwa indaba leyi eyoku iyenza ukuthi impilo yomntwana weZimbabwe iyenze njengani ingathathwa ingelaso isithunzi yiyo inkinga esikhangelane layo njengelizwe. Whether abantu bayenza ipolitics, abantu bahlangana lapho abaphuza khona kumbe kuyalwiwa ekhaya, la esikubonayo ukuthi impilo yomntwana weZimbabwe sithathwa njengempilo eyomgodoyi ohambayo nje e-street. Thina sithi simele sibambe impilo yomuntu weZimbabwe kakutsha, sivuse inhliziyo ethukayo uma igazi lomntwana weZimbabwe lichitheke. So sithi le indaba inkulu kudlula indaba zepolitika, inkulu kudlula indaba zeeconomy, inkulu kudlula indaba ezikhangelane nje ngokuhlasana kwabantu. Indaba engathi yi-central kundaba zonke uma sizothi impilo yomntwana womuntu impilo yomntwana weZimbabwe ingaphakamiswa kakhusha yiko ukuthi iZimbabwe ingaba le direction eyokuthuthuka futhi ezoyenza ukuthi ilizwe lethu likhangeleke njengelizwe abantu abangathanda ukuhlala kulo. Lokhu esikubonayo manje kulihlazo futhi simele sikuyale ngamandla onke ngoba singachubeka sichitha igazi siyadala ingozi empilweni zethu njengama individuals njengama families kodwa siyanyenyisa ilizwe lethu liba indawo abantu abangafuni ukusala kulo valiyale bangayenzi investment futhi lingabi ilizwe elijabulisa ukuhlala. So simele sirecover ilizwe ngoba ilizwe selibonakele.
Ye baba mntata siyabonga kakhulu ungathi lokusasa kwami. Sibonge kakhulu.
Siyabonga Gibbs.
Hey Evans, they were talking, I was talking to Reverend Kenneth Mtata. So he's one person who always speaks out his mind, but here he's speaking on behalf of the Zimbabwe Council of Churches.
Yes, so the opposition parties say they are being harassed by ruling party members as the country prepares for the 2023 harmonized elections. Nelson Chamisa and President Emmerson Mnangagwa are expected to be the two top contestants in the presidential election. Mnangagwa won the disputed 2018 presidential election following an electoral court hearing in which Chamisa claimed there was widespread voter fraud. He still insists that he beat Mnangagwa in that presidential election. And at least six people were gunned down in Harare in August 2018 following the protest by some citizens over delays in announcing presidential election results. Some of the people who were killed by the army were just ordinary Zimbabweans who were not part of this protest.
Yeah, now we're joined by one of our guests, and that is Mr. Dan Moyo. He is here in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program, Mr. Moyo.
Thank you, Mr. Dube, and good day to you and your listeners.
Yes, give us a take about political violence in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, the situation in Zimbabwe is becoming desperate. Clearly, there is a breakdown of the rule of law. The government uses state institutions to commit violence against opposition members. This has been ongoing. It's something that started way back during the Mugabe era. We know with Kukurawundi, we're all familiar with that and what happened there. Over 20,000 lives were lost just merely for being in the opposition. These were targeted at ZAPU members in Matabeleland and Midlands, whom Mugabe felt strongly that they were not supportive of his party, ZANU-PF, and he wanted a one-party state in Zimbabwe. We have seen this continue perpetually. Every time an election cycle comes along, there is violence that comes with it. We saw it in 2008 when Morgan Tsvangirai beat Mugabe in the elections. There was killing on the streets. Over 500 lives were lost until Tsvangirai decided to pull out of the runoff because he, according to his words, was not going to walk to State House over dead bodies. We saw this happen again in 2018 after the elections. Soldiers were deployed in the streets and innocent civilians were killed in the process. So this violence is something that's in the ZANU-PF and the ruling party DNA. It is their modus operandi to intimidate opposition members. So that one, either they do not go and vote because there will be rampant voter apathy, or secondly, that they are forced to vote for ZANU-PF. Talking about what happened in 2008, the same thing, people were questioned who they voted for, and they were being asked to choose whether they wanted a long sleeve or a short sleeve in terms of cutting their arms as a threat to their lives, to say that you continue voting in this manner, ZANU-PF is not going to tolerate that, and they are going to kill people. And we continue to see that happening. We continue to see disappearances. People are disappearing. And it is very sad what just happened to this lady here, more blessing Ali, because it's become so, like the pastor was saying, people have become so out of tune that to a point where now to them a life is no longer worthy what it is to be respected. People are just getting killed just for a political cause, and that is why we see nothing progressive happening in Zimbabwe. You cannot attract investments into a country like that. The citizens themselves are fed up. Once you finish school in Zimbabwe now, the next thing you think of is how to get out of that country. So it's become so difficult to even rebuild the economy. Zimbabwe will continue going down until there is rule of law, until there is a police force that can be trusted, there is a military that can be trusted by the people, that is there to serve the people and protect the people. I can't hear you, Gibbs.
Yeah, okay. So, sorry for that, Moyo. Yes, just hold on, Mr. Moyo. The Gibbons, maybe we've got a question for Mr. Dan Moyo. Quiet.
Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on to the show today. Mr. Moyo, do you think at some point in time, in these generations, in the near future, this whole charade about political violence and the abductions and everything that's coming with it is going to end, and Zimbabwe will see a new rebirth to a cleaner and non-violent nation?
We all pray for that day, my brother. Churches, even up to this point, they are still praying for that day to happen. But it is clear that what really can bring change is the people of Zimbabwe themselves going to the ballot boxes next year. Because the good thing, even though we know that there is a lot of rigging that happens in the elections in favor of ZANU-PF, we still have that opportunity as Zimbabweans to go out there and express ourselves non-violently through the ballot box, because that is the way democracy works. Until such time that Zimbabweans take ownership and go out in their multitudes to vote out the current government and usher in a new government that is compassionate with the lives of the Zimbabweans, unfortunately, we'll continue to see this kind of situation where people are being killed for their political views. ZANU-PF does not wants to stay in power for as long as is possible. And the only avenue we have is to use the ballot box. Put so much pressure on it that they won't be able to rig it. If we can all as Zimbabweans go there in our multitudes, even parliamentarians, we are urging them to assist us here in the diaspora with a diaspora vote, because we have almost 4 million Zimbabweans outside the country. That is a huge constituency of Zimbabweans that are being denied their right to vote. If we can put enough pressure so that us in the diaspora can have the opportunity to elect leaders back home, we will see the change that we all desire. Anything short of that, it's going to be same old. ZANU-PF will try to hold on to power by all means necessary.
Evans, Mr. Amsona Ndlovu is the official spokesperson of ZAPU Party. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ndlovu.
Mbonge Baba Tube. Mbonge kuwe, mbonge laba landeli bohlelo.
Yes, we've got this in the middle of the world. We've Zimbabwe.
I was malisi, Babatube. Ikliniso, Eloti, Lelibanza, Elibusayo, Alipala Mange, Into Zola Vela. Lapara Utala Vele, Lona Lissumula on 1963. Lassumla Abantu Abanganani, Lempilo Abani. Uzananzelela ukuthi isilogan sabo esawuqala esidlondlobele esaziwayo kakhulu ngesokuthi ZANU nde-Europa. Nxa bethi ZANU nde-Europa bakhuluma ngegazi labantu and they are not even ashamed. Kodwa ke uzananzelela ukuthi even kusesisempini kwaba lo dabo oluthiwa yi-Nari rebellion. Amajaha who raised concerns about their leadership during the war. and all of them were executed and killed in cold blood by their own leaders during the Nari Rebellion, which was led by Thomas Nari. Wazobuya izipha eyahlanganisa izandla lezipra. When the two forces were put together, ZANU, with the help of their Chinese instructors, massacred Zipra cadres in camps where they were supposed to be sitting together. And then fast forward 1983-1987, 20,000 people were killed. Abanye buried alive. So the DNA ekhulunywa ngubaba lapha eyodlakela eviolence ayiqalanga manje. Lamadoda abusayo, unfortunately, baneyinkinga enkulu eyokuthi they feel entitled to power and they do not believe that power should be earned by service delivery. They believe that the power was earned through the effort of the war, and therefore no one should dare challenge them to power. If you challenge them to power, you are committing a serious crime. You are committing treason, and you are supposed to be sentenced to death through vigilantes and bandits. What we have as an administration in Harare today is a group of leaders who are leading bandits, who are always unleashed on the population every time we go to elections. We cry and mourn about the sad passing of Mo Blessing Ali, but a few days ago, one man in Bulawayo was cut to pieces with machetes. They called him Mr. Tuesday. I can't remember his name. And he was butchered in his home and left for dead. And then Mo Blessing Ali. But if you find a party that or a government that cannot protect its own citizens and rather turns against its own citizens, you know for a fact that Itaima Tsamara right now has not been accounted for. A government that fails to account for its citizens, protect its citizens, but rather uses the security forces to cause harm to its own citizens, you cannot call that a government. We are witnessing an organization that is so callous, that doesn't care, that to be dealt with by Zimbabweans uniting and putting an end to their suffering by ensuring that they go to the polls and vote ZANU-PF out of power.
Thank you very much, Siyabonga. We also have Mr. Professor Rutunkonza. He's an independent political commentator. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Gibbs. Thank you, Mr. Zininga. Good evening to fellow panelists and listeners.
Yes, quiet. Evans, you can pose the first question.
Dr. Mkonza, we understand from your political background, you also have been following what's been going on. Maybe I'll switch this to Shona for our Shona listeners as well to pick something. Muri kuona here zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvimatongerwe nyika, kuurayiwa kwevanhu, kupondwa, kushayiwa tsarukano dzekutsakatika kwevanhu akawanda, mazita anogona kuverengwa akareba kusvika kure. Zvichapera sei munyika yeZimbabwe izvi?
Maita inyu vaZininga, tine urombo chaizvo nevari kurasikirwa neupenyu nekuda kwe mirizhonga nekuda kwekurayiwa kwavari kuitwa pamusoro pemaonero avo ezvematongerwo enyika. Ndinotenda nenhoroondo yapuwa navandlovu yekutanga kwemirizhonga muZimbabwe. In fact, inini ndinoda kudzokera kumashure ndoenda kuhondo dzanambuya nehanda nanasekuru Kaguvi. Tinoona kuti muZimbabwe kubva kare kurwa ne mirijonga inzira yaione kwa sekuti ndo nzira inga gadzirisa kusawirana na makakatano ya inzira yaito pembezu kwa chaivu tuza watu pa pataka bakuwa na rusununguko kuna na 1980 shua kuna na 1990 oku kwa hitu wane mzimboza imbuka zekuti Zimbabwe yakawa ya neondo wakomana yakawa ya neondo izo zozo no pa chimiro chekuti ondo kana kurwisana ndo chunu chinogo na kuunza kugadzirika kwezvinhu zvinhu zvino zvichanetsa kubvisa mpfungwa dzevanhu vangava ivo vari kutitonga nhasi vangava vana vadiki ukateerera language kana kuti mutauro wevechidiki vekuzanu PF ukada kuteererawo mutauro wevechidiki vamwe vekumapato anopikisa unoona kuti nyaya yemhirizhonga inenge yakatopinda muropa revana veZimbabwe ndaitaura pane imwe nzvimbo ndichiti kana paine chinhu chakakanganisika muZimbabwe munguva yataita matambudziko atasangana nawo kubva ndingati kuna 2000 chakakanganisika chikuru kudarika nzira kudarika zvivakwa kudarika zvinhu zvese zvinotaurwa nevanhu mafungiro evanhu mafungiro anoita vanhu akakanganisika nokuda kwekuti iye zvino izvi vanhu vanongofunga kuti zvinhu ndezvekungorwidzana zvinhu ndezvekungoitirana mhirizhonga zvichidaro mukaenda pamusika chaipo mukaona maitirwo anoitwa zvinhu ndeyekurwisana but zviri kuvakwa nekuda kweutungamiri hwatinawo ndo tsika yavakapinza yavakadyara sekuti ndo inogona kugadzirisa zvinhu muZimbabwe saka inini vazininga ndichiwedzera pane zvataurwa navamoyo navanzovu ndinoona sekutoti kubvisa mirizhonga mumaitiro evana veZimbabwe zvinhu zvichatinetsa tine urombo tiri kunzwa kuti Moblessing Ali akaurayiwa zvinorwadza chaizvo ende maitiro acho anokuratidza utsinyi hwemhando yepamusoro husinga hazviratidze unhu nekuti kana uchiona munhu aurayiwa obva achekwa chekwa onokandwa maanokandwa ndoona sekuti hatisina unhu sevana veZimbabwe.
Now I think Evans, we can tend to, I think he may be having a challenge. Now I can see that he's live and direct. Dr. Mabaza, welcome to the program, and we just gave you a short notice, but sorry for that. So we're talking about political violence in Zimbabwe, and it seems as if CCC is pointing all the fingers to ZANU-PF and saying ZANU-PF is to blame for the death of Moblessing Ali and Langeli Hlepube in Bulawayo. So give us your take on what is going on, sir.
To start with, it's so disappointing that we have got people who are very quick to point fingers to others, but they forget to say that when you point one finger to another person, the other four are pointing at you. The death of Moblessing Ali is a very sad and gruesome death, but it was not caused by ZANU-PF. It was caused by two lovebirds who fell out and then they fight. And a perverted boyfriend killed the girlfriend. And the fact that the boyfriend could have been membership with ZANU-PF does not make him does not make ZANU-PF the killers. The same boyfriend is a member of the Catholic Church. I would then be able to say the Catholics are killing people. I think we must be serious when we look where to apportion blame. A crime is a crime, and we must deal with crime. This was a brutal crime committed in our backyard, and as a country, as a nation, we must condemn criminality of such a nature. It is not right. Then we go to Landela in Bulawayo. He was murdered by a group of thugs who, and we have been having the same thugs for a long time, who have been coming into houses with machetes and guns and butchering our people. And when all other people were being killed, nobody said anything. Simply because this person is a member of CCC, it does not mean that whoever dies from CCC has been killed by ZANU-PF. I think we must grow to a maturity level where we should understand the level between violence, political violence, and criminal violence. Yes, we need to understand another point here. Let's look at Mo Blessing Ali. She was not a senior person in our CCC. She had no value. Whether she has been added, or whether she has been killed, whether she has lived, nothing was going to be an advantage to ZANU-PF for her death. Nobody would want to kill her for political gains. She was not high up in the CCC allegation and channels. So when you look at that, we can then look at it clearly that people are simply pointing fingers at ZANU-PF because that's what they do. That's what CCC does. They want to point fingers at anybody when it's towards elections. We are 9 months away from elections, and therefore they are so happy to point fingers to anybody. But the reality of the matter, there is no political violence mushrooming in Zimbabwe at the moment. And all these two unfortunate deaths, they are really unfortunate, and we cannot say there is no excuse for death, but they were not killed by ZANU-PF. There is no evidence that effect. I think it's high time as Zimbabweans, we must be mature enough to allow the police to do their investigations and come up with their results of the investigations. We must not jump the gun. It's actually ironically that a job seeker, a lawyer by nature, and a legislator is one who are leading in blaming ZANU-PF for the death of Mo Blessing Ali when he knows very well that's not the process of the law. The due process of the law, we investigate, come up with the results. We cannot start by condemning people. We cannot start by claiming that whoever dies now has been killed by ZANU-PF. We have buried about 4 heroes in 2 months. Do we have to stand back and say because they are ZANU-PF, they are killed by CCC? No. People die naturally. Some have died because they have been murdered by the thugs. Yes, the police were sloppy in their investigation when they were told this boy left with the girl from the pub at night. It was not ZANU-PF youth. It was one man who took the girl. The fight in the pub, people saw that. He took the girl into his car and drove away. Guess where? The body of this girl cut into two pieces was discovered at the house of this guy, at the plot of this guy, in the well, and by the mother of this guy. Do you really think ZANU-PF will be that sloppy, Gibbs, to kill a person, use the killer, to bend the person in a well? They could have put him elsewhere. So I think we should stop accusing ZANU-PF for the things which are just a criminal.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, thank you very much. Maybe he was destined to.
We have lost you there, Mr. Gibbs. I'm not sure.
Yeah, let's go to Mr. Jen Moyo. Maybe he can react for the question.
Okay. Okay, yes. So as we cross over to Mr. Moyo, Dr. Mawaza, pay attention to these facts that have been thrown into the game before you came on air. Mr. Moyo brought in a history of the terror and violence they are talking about today from way back as in the 80s. And also Babandlov brought in a history of the same from many years back. So just to put into context when you come in, that we are taking everything from all the way back to this day in this era today. Baba Moyo, you heard what Dr. Mawaza is saying in a straight denial to the allegations being pushed towards ZANU-PF. Any reactions to that?
Yeah, there's a saying that there's no smoke without fire. And ZANU-PF is known historically for doing away with opposition members. Brother here mentioned Itai Dzamara, who's been missing for several years now and is still unaccounted for. So when things that are political in nature happen, especially deaths that are political in nature happen, in most cases, ZANU-PF is involved.
What I want to say, though, to Dr. Mawaza is what we are seeing is a total breakdown of the rule of law. And ZANU-PF is the power, is the party that is in charge of government. It is the party that is in charge of the security forces, of the police. It is their responsibility to safeguard the lives of the children of Zimbabwe. And when they are massacred or killed in such callous manners, ZANU-PF needs to take ownership as the party in charge, that they are failing the people of Zimbabwe, and that these things wouldn't be happening if we're living in a normal society. There is so much hate going on right now in Zimbabwe because of the way the country and the economy is being handled. People are jobless, people are angry, and something needs to be done, and there is no other person or party or organization right now that can be blamed more than ZANU-PF for its failure to safeguard the lives of the people of Zimbabwe. And moreover, ZANU-PF has been found wanting in many instances where the hand of the state or its operatives has been seen in many deaths or disappearances that we have witnessed in the past. Therefore, when something like this happens, unfortunately, Dr. Mawaza, you're talking about human beings here and emotions. There is no way if this was deemed political by virtue of Mo Blessing being a member of the opposition party and being killed by a ZANU-PF member, you add 1 + 1, my brother, you still get the same answer too, that there is going to be noise or political connotations aligned with such a situation. And ZANU-PF needs to, one, disown this member if it's their member, and justice needs to be done, because in many cases we have seen people who commit these atrocities go scot-free. It is now that they know who the perpetrator is and they have the evidence, now we need to see justice being done.
Yes, so kodwa wena ubona ngani kungenziwani ukuthi unqabele konke lokho kwabo ngesindebele kulapha.
Yeah, njengoba sichilo kusezandleni zezizalwane zeZimbabwe ukubana babone ukuthi impilo yabo lentuthuko yabo bangayilungisa kanjani. 2023 uyeza kule opportunity yokuthi bayivota bakhethe ama leaders alothando lwabantu, ama leaders azothuthukisa iZimbabwe, abazoprotecta izizalwane zeZimbabwe. Sile army epartisan ekontrolwa nguhulumende. Uhulumende i-army lana mayithanda uyayithuma ukuthi yehlukumeza izizalwane, kwesinye isikhathi ibulale izizalwane. Sabona ngo-2018 after uKhetho i-army yadiployiwa ezitaradeni wadutshulwa abantu. Namanje angezwa even one owamasosha la okuthiwa wabotshwa, okuthiwa usejele khona manje useva isikhathi for ukubulala abantu. So ngezinye indlela uzothola ukuthi kusho ukuthi i-government yona ngokwayo ngezinye indlela yiyona e-instigator udlame lo lesilubonayo, ngoba ma kuyukuthi abantu ababotshwa akula muntu oholdwa accountable for ukubulala izizalwane zeZimbabwe. Khona manje besikhuluma ngeGukurahundi, 20,000 people perished. Namanje, not even one person esizokuthiwa usejele because of into eyenzakalayo, ukubulawa okwenziwa abantu. So thina sithi sizalwane zeZimbabwe sekusemandleni, sekusezandleni zenu-ke manje ukuthi come 2023 iyani ngobuningi benu liyovota. Even if izani saziyo ukuthi iyariga, kodwa lingahamba ngobuningi benu, you can overwhelm i-rigging lokhunjana mechanism yawo, ngoba there will be so much evidence eyokuthi badliwe ngokhetho, ukwenzela ukuthi sitshintshe uhulumende lo olobuloyo olobuthakathi ophila ngegazi labantu. Ngoba njengoba bejhile umfowethu bathi ZANU nde-Europa, zweshiwa nde-Europa, tiri kuziona tese, because vanhu vari kupera, vana veZimbabwe vari kupera vachipedziwa neZANU with their hunger and thirst for people's blood.
You are following through. The two gentlemen have said what they have said. I would like to believe you'd want to weigh in on that before we come to Dr. Mkonza.
Yeah, look, my brother, Dr. Mavaza, made two very serious revelations in his presentation just now. He says ZANU-PF would not be this sloppy to kill somebody and go and bury them at the mother's well. And for anyone with an iota of political science will understand that it is an admission that ZANU-PF does these things, but they do it better. They would not be that sloppy. Secondly, he says that Mo Blessing was not a threat to anyone for ZANU-PF to eliminate her. What does that tell you? It tells you that if you are a real threat, ZANU-PF will come after you and eliminate you. And we have seen that happening. So Dr. Mavaza here is making some very interesting revelations about ZANU-PF. But anyone who wants to deny that ZANU-PF is inherently a violent organization, he's not being honest. He's not being honest with themselves and everyone here. We know for a fact, and I've recounted incidences and occasions in history where ZANU-PF has resorted to violence when they feel their power is under threat. We know of, I mentioned the Nari Rebellion, and I'm sure he knows, Dr. Mavaza, about the Nari Rebellion and what happened to the Thomas Nari and the group. We know of the land reform program where farmers were hacked, killed, chopped their heads. We know of 2018 where members of the opposition were killed in broad daylight. We also know of Kukurahundi. So, and recently, the president, this past weekend, the president of ZANU-PF, who is the president of the country, said ZANU-PF is entitled to be in power because of having fought the liberation struggle. What that says to ordinary members of ZANU-PF is that we can never be removed, ZANU-PF can never be removed democratically by anyone because their claim to power is signed and sealed because they went to war. It is very unfortunate because when a leader of a political organization, when a leader of a country says those things, members, ordinary members of that party react in a manner as we see now, where they take the law into their own hands. But the issue of violence alone is not the issue we're talking about, or the death of these individuals is not what we are talking about. When Mo Blessing was spotted, was discovered, the family organized, as we all know and we all do, a funeral wake at their place of residence. The counselor, where she stays, who is a ZANU-PF member, yesterday organized people to disrupt the funeral, claiming that this funeral could not proceed because it has been politicized. And the violence broke out there. And here is a ZANU-PF counselor leading gangs to disrupt a funeral procession, where people are distressed, people are mourning, but ZANU-PF is even going ahead to disrupt that. So let's forget about the cause or who killed Mo Blessing, but let's zoom in into the reactions of ZANU-PF members. But it's not only even about the ZANU-PF members. It is even about the police. The police do not go there to protect the mourners. The police actually go there to help the ZANU-PF councillors and the ZANU-PF gangs. So you can see that it is a well-orchestrated government program of victimizing citizens. And everyone who is deemed to be in the opposition is always supposed to be victimized by this government. It is unfortunate and unnecessary. These things must be said, and as Zimbabweans who love their own country, we should agree that they are wrong and try and find solutions to them.
So, what's your reaction to what these gentlemen are saying, Professor Mkhonsa?
Thank you, Mr. Dube. I am inclined to agree with Mr. Ndlovu and Mr. Moyo on this one, because whilst Dr. Mabaza is putting a case to say in these particular two cases, it may not as well be ZANU-PF, and we must allow investigations to unfold and establish the truth. You see, I'm yet to engage in a conversation representative of ZANU-PF, where they admit that indeed in this case, I think we are wrong and we must correct our ways. Even where it is obvious, that is yet to happen. So Dr. Mabaza, in this case, I don't want to dismiss what you have put to the table. I think you are being reasonable in saying let's allow investigations to go ahead. But like Mr. Ndlovu has alluded to, this is not the first time. This is why it is easy to point a finger at ZANU-PF. It's not the first time that you have a case where a citizen who belongs to an opposition political party gets attacked and killed. I think examples have already been given in this discussion. And in 2008, for me, I rank it as one of the most violent campaigns that Zimbabwe has ever witnessed. That June runoff election. And still, you come to a platform and discuss with the representative of ZANU-PF, and they'll tell you, no. It's not us. It's not ZANU-PF. It's not the state. Actually, it's the opposition. So I think a point that I need to mention here is, you see, when we have instances of violence like we are hearing now, and including one that took place in Kwekwe, during the by-elections. Now, it sends a message to those that are in the rural areas. Because, believe you me, whilst we are talking about these instances that are taking place in the urban areas, I think it's worse in the rural areas. And you know what happens in the rural areas is when they hear that there is this violence, they even cannot freely participate in political activities. And we are 9 months away from elections. And imagine what a person in Mzarabane, a person in Marunda Mashanu, a person in Boera is thinking after hearing about these incidences of violence. Until we are as Zimbabweans, especially from the ruling party, from ZANU-PF, until we are able to honestly engage in an honest discussion about this violence that we have been witnessing since the birth of the Zimbabwean nation, I think we will never find a solution. We will never find a solution to the challenges that we are facing, because we have these instances and people defend themselves. And nobody gets to get to the bottom of it to say, okay, after establishing the truth, how do we move forward as Zimbabweans? And the project of nation building will be a very difficult one, because there will always be those that have power and use power as they wish, and there will be those that will always be victims. In the country, and my appeal to Dr. Mabaza and his political party is we need this open dialogue. We have not had a dialogue about Gukurahundi. We have not had a dialogue about the violence that took place around 2000. We have not had a dialogue about the violence that took place around 2008. And we also have not had a dialogue about the violent transition that removed Robert Mugabe. We have heard about we have heard from role players such as Jonathan Moy, you know, narrating the violence that accompanied that that takeover, and we are just sweeping things under the carpet, and I don't know what kind of a nation we are building with this kind of an approach.
Thank you very much. Let's have Dr. Mavaza to chip in and you know, say his own kind of view on this kind of an issue. Go ahead, Dr. Mavaza. I think you are live now.
Thank you. Let me please give me a chance. We're going to have to respond to three different people. Let me start with my colleague, Dan Moyo. Comrade Moyo, here's the problem you have. Firstly, when you start talking about the historical violence in Zimbabwe from 1980 to today, it means your mind is so glued on the past that you don't want to move on as a nation. And therefore, you are a dangerous leader because you always look at revenge. You always look at the past. But however, we have said, and I can say this again, Gibbs, you can find another day when you can come up with a panel, and I want to be part of the panel. Then we can discuss here about Gukurahundi. Because there is a lot of misconception there. People always believe that Gukurahundi was ZANU or ZANU-PF. No, ZANU-PF had nothing to do with Gukurahundi. Gukurahundi was a war where the Zimbabwean army was fighting.
I'm sorry, I think he's got some freezing video there. I don't know whether some other people can hear him. I can't hear him.
No.
Mr. Two of us. I think you almost got cut off. Your phone is still off, I think. Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you there.
Yeah, you can continue. Time is almost getting out. So 1 minute. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. So I was saying, in short, the Gukurahundi issue, it was an issue of two parties. There was no party fighting alone or fighting defenseless people. It was a war, and it was described as a time of madness. And nobody can excuse it. We need to discuss further about it. And do not fool the people and lie to the people. There was a truth and reconciliation which was done. And there was even a ministry set aside for the reconciliation. So it's an issue we can talk about. And again, when I said that the insignificance of more blessings in the political ranks, I don't mean that as a human being she was insignificant. She's a human being. She's a mother. She's a son. She's a daughter. She's a person. And of course, a loss is quite painful. But we are saying there was no need for ZANU-PF to kill her. So that means ZANU-PF had nothing to do with the death. ZANU-PF is the most peaceful party in the whole world. And if you don't believe that, I will show you how next time we have a time. And again, let me explain to you further. ZANU-PF is not a violent party. Even though it participated in a violent war after 1980 for independence. After independence, we put the guns down and put
so
the...
So I think at the moment, Dr. Mavaza, our time is up. And I think Jenmoy wanted to say something, but our time is really up. So we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening as usual. If there was extra time, if it was football, we're going to put a bit of time there, you know. But now, it's not Chelsea versus my favorite team. I won't tell anyone which team I support. So, on that note, we thank Dr. Simama Vaza of ZANU-PF, Mr. Dan Moyo, a political commentator, Mr. Msongela Ndlovu, ZAPU spokesperson, Professor Kim Konza, and all people that joined the show tonight. Signing off from Washington, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And this is Evan Zininga. We will see you again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.